Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, Netflix said it would add an additional alert to the beginning of every show in its new Netflix series about a high schooler who commits suicide, leaving behind 13 recordings meant for the 13 people she holds responsible for her death. It's called 13 Reasons Why. It's based on the popular YA book. We'll link you to our interview with author Jay Asher at herenow.org. But here's a bit of the new show.
Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why.
Well, since the series debuted, educators say they're seeing an increase in dangerous behavior in teens, things like cutting and suicide threats. School districts are urging parents to discourage their kids from watching it or watch with them. We want to check in with two moms doing just that. Libby Ziegler joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Her kids are 11, 13, and 15. And Libby, is it fair to say you think the series is worthwhile, but you have some caveats?
That's right.
Okay. And joining us in the studio, Becky Manley from Newton, Massachusetts. Her teens are 16, 18, and 19. Good luck to you with all of that. You definitely have concerns about watching the show.
I do. Absolutely do.
Start with your concerns, Becky.
So I think a couple of things are really troubling. Number one is it's the story about Hannah. And she, like a lot of teens, is searching to be recognized, popular, and accepted. And I feel like what the show does is it makes these things happen for her after she commits suicide. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it sends this message to not just my girls, I work as a teen coach, but also some of my clients that this is something that is successful and will get you what you want.
Well, Libby, take that up because, you know, we as adults know how final death is. But the show does give the impression that a young girl commits suicide, and then she's the star of a TV show because it's in flashback. I know you have concerns, but what are the reasons that you're sort of leaning towards watching it?
I watched this show simultaneously with my 15-year-old. We were not in the same room. I watched it first, and then he watched a few episodes at a time. We got together, and we talked about it. So I think that opening up all of these conversations and opening up his thought process and my thought process about the differences in reality and what the show portrayed. I mean, I think that the producers of the show got a lot of things right. I definitely think that they got a couple of things wrong. And I think that to the point that they made Hannah in the end appear as a star or have all these things that perhaps she wanted and did not get when she was alive, that's one of the things they definitely missed. But I think that having these really hard conversations, they have to happen.
Well, and Becky, what about that? That you're nodding yes, that this is generating conversations that may not have happened.
I definitely agree. My worry is that many of the kids watching this are not watching it with their parents. I watched it with my girls as well. However, I think the bulk of these kids are watching it in their rooms, on their iPads, on their laptops. The other really big concern that I have is that for my kids, if something happens, I want them to feel safe in their school environment and feel like they could go to their school counselor, which didn't happen in the show.
I'm going to jump in there because the National Association of School Psychologists is horrified by this because one of the characters, it's the second school counselor who dismisses some of Hannah's concerns, and school counselors are saying, no, that's not what will happen, and we need to telegraph to kids that they can go to school counselors. You were saying, Libby, there in San Francisco, that you were concerned that some of the things they got wrong. Are you concerned about that?
Absolutely. When I first watched the show, I found that piece of it hard to believe, giving her only one option and saying, well, if you cannot provide me with names or your story, you know, the only other choice is just to get over it. It's really hard to imagine that a counselor would say that.
Mm. I just want to bring the listeners in who haven't seen this or read the book. It's pretty graphic. There's not just the suicide, but bullying, rape, drunk driving, slut shaming. You know, these are some of the things that the kids are trying to handle. And these things are happening. Isn't it good that parents are having to see it with their kids and talk to them about things like slut shaming?
I do think it's an excellent conversation to have, and it opens up that conversation for parents. I just wish they had been more balanced. They could have easily added a character feeling suicidal and then going to seek treatment and then getting the help she needed.
Well, that wasn't in the book.
It wasn't in the book, but if you're going to make a reality show that's targeted towards teenagers, I think they have a responsibility to show the other side and at least have a little bit more balance.
Well, Libby, who is watching it with caution with your kids, again, from the National Association of School Psychologists, they say, first of all, the parents should watch the series with their kids and talk about it. But they also say that the one message you must over and over again get across is suicide is not the answer and there's a cure. Do you find yourself talking about things like this with your kids, Libby?
Again, I have two teenagers in my house right now and one on the way. I have an 11-year-old, and they are three very different people. And allowing my 13-year-old to watch the show, I would not do. Mm. I don't want him to watch the show yet. We have talked about it, and he's fine with that. My 15-year-old, he's a very stable kid. He's a very emotionally intelligent kid. So our conversations have been more along the lines of, what would you do if you saw this? What would you do if one of your friends were depressed or something didn't feel right? His response to me was, if I felt that something was off with one of my friends, I wouldn't wait for them to come to me. I would go to them. And I think that was such a beautiful answer, you know, because there was something very positive that came out of this show for him. And I think that that message that he received is huge.
And he sounds great, actually. And you're nodding yes too, Becky, here in the studio. Are we, in telling kids how to react when their friends are depressed and how to react when they see these things, are we maybe burdening them too much with this, it's your role to save your friend, otherwise you're going to be one of the 13 reasons why? Becky, you're nodding.
That was one of the responses from my 18-year-old. First of all, she said Hannah had some mental illness that wasn't talked about in the film, but she said it also made it seem like everyone was to blame for her suicide. And she's right. And I think it's an issue especially among adolescent girls because they feel responsible sometimes for how their friends are feeling and they talk to each other. And sometimes I worry that, especially since the counselor wasn't helpful, that kids would talk to other kids versus going to an adult for help and guidance.
Just want to say, too, that I feel like is it asking a lot to pay attention to their friends and do something about it when they feel there's something going on? Yes and no. I mean, I feel like that's the direction I want my kid to go down life. I want him to keep his eyes opened.
So, Libby, what would you tell parents? Because right now the psychologists are saying, just ask your kids if they've watched it. Don't suggest they do. What would you say to other parents?
I would say that as a parent, you need to trust yourself. You need to, you know, in your gut, if your gut is telling you my kid is not ready to see something like this, or even if you're just questioning yourself if your child should see the show, then don't go there with them. Any child who is unstable or depressed or perhaps is going through one of these situations, I would not recommend this.
I'm wondering, too, if one of the thoughts that parents may be having now is, I don't want to hear about this. This is just so painful.
I think you're right. It is. I mean, for someone who watched it twice, not just once, I watched it twice. It was disturbing. It brings up a lot of hard issues. And it's issues that parents don't necessarily want to bring up with their kids.
Well, but maybe one of them is, I don't know what I'd do if you left me.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And especially the scenes where the suicide scene. It's almost like a how-to for committing suicide. And if you have a kid who is really feeling badly and you have a kid who's feeling like, oh my gosh, I just can't go on, and feeling just overwhelmed and having those suicidal thoughts, and then you have this how-to and they watch the film, you just worry that it's giving them almost like a recipe of how to do it.
Yeah. That's Becky Manley, a parent of three from Newton. Also, Libby Ziegler before that, a parent of three from Oakland, California, weighing in on 13 Reasons Why, the new Netflix series. Thank you both so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.